John's question, Matthew chapter 11, verses 7 through 10. The NIV version reads, "As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No, those who wear fine clothes are in king's palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way before you.'" Explanation reads, Matthew chapter 11 opened with Jesus's finishing his teaching of his disciples and going out to teach and preach in his final Galilean campaign. It was a perfect opportunity for John the Baptist, now imprisoned, to send his disciples to ask Jesus questions about his ministry. John the Baptist was to the point in keeping with his style of ministry. He asked, "Was Jesus truly the Messiah?" Instead of having a philosophical debate on ministry tactics, Jesus sent a simple message to John the Baptist. Jesus wanted the works of his ministry to be the proof that John the Baptist needed. Surely, those around Jesus were wondering why John the Baptist's disciples had asked Jesus whether or not he was the Messiah. Was there a schism developing between these two men of God? In verses 7 through 15, Matthew used poetic language to dispel any doubt that these two men of God were on the same side of God's mission. After John the Baptist's disciples left, Jesus began in verse 7a by asking those assembled around him what they had gone into the wilderness to see. Had they expected to see a man with no conviction whose beliefs swayed like a reed in the wind? Had they expected to see a well-dressed man like one of the earthly kings? No, they went to see a prophet, a man of God. They were seeking what was in the vessel, not the vessel itself. Jesus then emphasized that both the message and the messenger were important. As the last Old Testament prophet, John the Baptist was the direct forerunner of Jesus. In the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi had foretold of John the Baptist's critical role in preparing the world to receive the promised Messiah. Question: what do you think? Can you think of some examples of persons who behave in unusual or unexpected ways, who really display true Christian character? What do these findings suggest about living a Christian life?